Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, God's commanded holy day of unleavened bread is upon us. Tell us a little bit about leaven and this holy day.
Well, the days of unleavened bread come in the spring each year. In Exodus chapter 12, starting verse 18, it says, "In the first month, in the 14th day of the month at evening," or sunset, "you should eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your homes. Whoever eats what is leavened, that same person will be cut off from the congregation." Verse 20, "You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread." Early Christians observed this time, as do we in the continuing Church of God to this day. Deuteronomy 16:3 says, "No leaven shall be seen among you during this time," which is telling us that there's leaven that we don't see and that we need to remove all the leaven from our lives that we can, as well as symbolically removing all sins that we know of from our lives.
I can understand removing sin from our lives, but why leaven? What's the significance of leaven?
Well, in the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 6, Jesus pointed to leaven as a symbol of false doctrine, hypocrisy. He had said to his disciples, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they wondered if it had to do with the fact they didn't have any bread. And he said, "You little faith, you reason among yourselves because you haven't brought bread. Don't you understand about I fed the 5,000 and the 4,000 and all that? Why do you think I think it's about bread? I'm telling you to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Verse 12. Then the apostles understood. He didn't tell them beware of the leaven of bread, but the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians of Corinth and said, "Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us." Now, these are Gentile Corinthians, so they must have been observing the days of unleavened bread, because Paul said that you were unleavened. The problem the Corinthians had is they were unleavened spiritually. That's why Paul continued to tell them to be spiritually unleavened with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That brings to mind the fact God told the children of Israel to eliminate all the pagan groups in the promised land, but Israel did not, and this causes Israelites to sin even more. But we need to remove all the sin we can see in our lives, but most people won't. And most think they're basically fine. Now, Jesus warned that most end-time Christians think that they're fine, but he told them that they needed to repent in Revelation 3, verses 14 to 19. Pride puffs people up. Physical leaven puffs people up.
Okay, I see. So there is a symbolic relationship between leaven and sin. But what is leaven anyway?
Well, let me read something from the old Worldwide Church of God, because they were asked what's leaven? What kind of foods should be avoided during the days of unleavened bread? They said God uses leaven to typify sin, 1 Corinthians 5. Sin puffs up, just as physical leaven puffs up. Unleavened bread is a type of unleavened life. To understand exactly what's included in leaven that we're to avoid, the Hebrew word for leaven in the Old Testament, it refers to leavening agents, things that are used to puff up and cause dough to rise. So it said yeast, bicarbonate of soda, and baking powder, such substances. Another word they had for leaven means be like sourdough, naturally fermenting yeast. These leavening agents cause food to become, there's a Hebrew word, shemetz. And that word is translated that which is leavened. It's also translated as leavened bread. It refers to all foods that leaven has caused to rise, including bread, cake, some crackers, certain cookies, some prepared cereals and pies, and some other things have these things in there. And instead of eating leavened bread, we have the positive command to eat unleavened bread. So we can eat unleavened pies and such cereals and whatever. And you know, a lot of stores actually carry unleavened breads. And some have asked, this is again from Worldwide Church, they can use egg whites, yes, but not to make things rise, but if they're in something. And they've asked about some other things, about fermented what about beer and other fermented drinks? Mm-hmm. It says that beverages were not something that were prohibited in the days of leavened bread. Okay. So this is talking about breaded type things and cakes and that kind of thing. And the fact is that for the Passover, naturally fermented wine was used. And so we weren't told to get rid of that. It just says no leavened bread is supposed to be seen in your quarters. And it says if partway through the feast you find some leavened product in your house, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And in conclusion, they wrote, God intended the days of leavened bread to be a type to remind us we're to be unleavening our lives spiritually by putting away the spiritual leaven of sin, not for 7 days only, but for our whole lives. Then they quote 1 Corinthians 5 again. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Are there any other ingredients we should watch out for other than yeast that would puff us up?
Yeah, I mean, first there's the obvious things, okay? If you're going to de-leaven, for example, here's some bread that I've got to use up soon. It's not the day for leavened bread while I'm doing this. Things like breadcrumbs are pretty obvious. Active yeast, which is like used for baker's yeast, those kinds of things would be leaven. So those are obvious. You know, mm-hmm. There's also obvious sins like stealing and murder. But there are also less obvious sins like pride and vanity. There's also less obvious leavening agents. And now in this day of processed foods and stuff, you're really going to have to read labels. For example, I'm going to go through a list of leavening agents that you might not think about. And by the way, we have a list of all these at the cogwriter.com website, because I'm going to go through this fairly quickly, but I'll hold this part up here. So you've got ammonium carbonate, ammonium bicarbonate, baker's ammonia, dipotassium carbonate, disodium phosphate, monocalcium phosphates, potassium bicarbonate, potash, potassium carbonate, sodium aluminum phosphate, sodium bicarbonate, sourdough I mentioned. Now, calcium carbonate is kind of interesting. Calcium carbonate is normally not a leavening agent, okay? But it is one when it's used in baked goods. Hmm. So while you can keep any calcium carbonate you have, any baked goods with it listed should either be consumed or tossed out prior to the first day of unleavened bread.
But what should I do with the baking powder that's already in the back of my cupboard?
All leavened items should be consumed or disposed of prior to the start of the first day of leavened bread each year. And you can't have leaven in your homes until after the end of the seventh day of unleavened bread each year. And if we find any leaven in our homes during the days of unleavened bread, we discard them immediately, just like we should immediately repent once we know we've sinned in some manner.
Well, suppose I have a lot of leavened items I just bought. Can I take them to my neighbors until the end of the days of unleavened bread and then bring them back again?
No. The intent is to permanently remove sin from our lives, not to pretend for a while. Now, by the way, in this age of processed foods, there's some additives that I should probably mention are not leavening agents, even though you might think they could be. For example, autolyzed yeast, brewer's yeast, corn starch, egg whites, polysorbate 60, potassium bitartrate, or cream of tartar, sabordium monosterate, tartrate powder, torula yeast, and yeast extract. Those are actually not leavening agents. Hopefully, this will give people some ideas, have questions about what items should be gone prior to the days of unleavened bread each year. Look, physically, leavening agents puff up grain-containing products, and they make them look larger than they would appear otherwise. And people often want to look more influential, etc., than they really are.
Give us some examples from the Bible that relate to sin, pride, leaven, and humility that might add to our understanding of the days of unleavened bread.
In the Old Testament, the prophet Micah chapter 6, verse 8, was inspired to record this. God, he has shown you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Satan's problem, by the way, is he refused to walk humbly. He was the anointed cherub. He had it all, but his pride got in the way. Humans often let their pride get in the way, and pride puffs people up. We read in 1 Timothy 3:6. Yet most won't do what God says, as their pride and human reasoning and traditions influenced by Satan often get in the way. And in Proverbs 16, starting verse 18, we read, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And it's better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Now, do you really trust in God and not yourself? Can you really humble yourself and change your faults? Well, the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, but Jesus help you can. But in Obadiah 3, don't be among those God says, quote, the pride of your heart has deceived you. In Proverbs 29, verse 23, we read, a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Proverbs 18, verse 12, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction in wisdom, and before honor is humility. Look, God wants you to forsake pride, accept his teachings, be humble, then he'll grant honor. Many don't truly have the faith to humble themselves, as those scriptures suggest. And, you know, Jesus warned about the end time when he's returning in Luke 18, verse 8. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? It's sad but true. You know, many claim to believe in Jesus, but they're unwilling to truly humble themselves before God. Such humility takes faith. Now, what some people do, they go for an outward sign. A lot of people, instead of de-leavening, like the Bible says to do, they give up something for something called Lent. Now, that was not an early Christian practice, but they do it because of tradition. And it seems like I've noticed more and more people these days, not necessarily Roman Catholics, who want people to realize they've done something for Lent. They're proud that they're humble. They're proud that they're sacrificing. But, you know, they overlook what scriptures tells us. And, for example, one thing that scripture tells us in Exodus 12, verse 15, on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. And an early Christian leader, Polycrates, of Ephesus, wrote that they observed a time where the Jews removed the leaven. And he was a Christian leader. He listed other Christian leaders from the apostles, to people like Polycarp, etc. So the reality, those who attempt to obey God follow God's rules, and we remove all leaven, bread, crackers, etc. from our houses. We clean out our toasters. We otherwise remove physical leaven from our lives just prior to the start of the days of leavened bread each year. But sadly, most people don't have the humility to do this, and many that let pride get in the way of removing their own sins. You know, we're always supposed to be examining ourselves by the standard of others? No, by the word of God. You know, searching for and removing leaven before the days of leavened bread can help us to see that just like we might find leaven in places we never expected, you know, we might have sins and pride in a whole lot of areas we have not considered.
Very true. Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.